Greetings, heathens. I don't have a regular episode for you right now, but I did want to take a moment to reflect on the recent loss of a member of Satanic Delco. His name was Christian, of all things. Many of you probably interacted with him through his satanic pseudonym, Samael Abaddon Lopez. Christian identified as a Satanist. His beliefs are summarized by the seven fundamental tenets of the Satanic Temple. Built upon a foundation of compassion and empathy, he believed that the struggle for justice is a necessary pursuit, that one's body is inviolable. He believed that the freedoms of others should be respected and that beliefs should conform to one's best scientific understanding of the world. And he recognized that people, including himself, are fallible. The day before he passed away, Christian listened to a podcast of mine that was released that morning. On that episode, I read an email that he had just sent in. He would often send me kind messages after listening to an episode, and that day was no different. He wrote, "It felt great to hear my email read out loud. You can feel that you really care about us and actually take the time to interact and get to know us individually." I was really genuinely touched by his words that day. His social media accounts are full of him proudly posting our Satanic Delco artwork. He was among the most enthusiastic and supportive members we've ever had, and that was never taken for granted. It really meant so much to me that he would not only find some personal meaning in what I was creating, but also that he would so enthusiastically try to share our messages as widely as he could. His loss leaves a significant void in our little community. I didn't have the pleasure of knowing Christian for nearly as long as I thought I would get to, and I'm sure that sentiment is shared by everyone that knew him. I suppose I took for granted that when this next winter came around and I made my way back down to Florida, that we would get to catch up and spend time hanging out together like we had planned. It's another reminder of just how fragile and unpredictable our human experience is. Because of his beliefs in a science-based modern Satanism, he understood that the end of his earthly life would be the ultimate end of his journey. He didn't expect to be reincarnated, and he didn't expect a supernatural spirit to leave his body and ascend to another plane of existence. But after enough time passes, and the pain and immediacy of his loss subsides just a little bit, we'll all be able to summon Christian back into our lives in the form of the memories that we'll have of him. Though fleeting, you may be able to close your eyes from time to time and steal a few extra moments with him, particularly those of you who were the closest to him and were lucky enough to have shared so many noteworthy moments and experiences with him. I mentioned earlier that his loss leaves a void in our satanic community, but surely nothing compares to the void left in the lives of those closest to him, especially his wife and child, who got to feel his love and enthusiasm and humor firsthand. Despite his recent struggles, Christian's time here wasn't defined that way. And despite the broken hearts that many are experiencing now, the memories of him won't be defined by those struggles either. A Taoist author wrote, "When sorrow comes, its bitterness soaks everything. The sages say that life is illusion, but does that change its poignancy? Let us be sad. It is feeling that makes us human. If we gain enlightenment, understanding all life to be a dream, sadness and happiness will fall away soon enough." In closing, I'll leave you with the words that I know Christian used regularly to express a genuine excitement and satisfaction. Hail Satan.
Evil free is Chris and LaFouille Simpson.